Welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. I'm your host, and today we are looking at a very welcome sight on the screens, green arrows.
Finally, it is great to be back. After three straight days of selling in the S&P and the Dow, the bulls are trying to claw their way back in. Futures are pointing to a higher open across the board.
It feels like the tech sector is doing the heavy lifting again. What is driving this sudden change in mood?
It is the classic buy the dip mentality. We saw it in the final hour of trading yesterday, and it is carrying over into the pre-market. The Nasdaq is leading the charge, fueled by some massive headlines in the AI and autonomous driving space.
Oh, I saw that. We are talking about some serious cash being thrown around.
Serious cash is an understatement. First, we have Amazon reportedly in talks to invest another $10 billion into OpenAI. That is a huge vote of confidence. Then, you have Alphabet's Waymo, looking to raise $15 billion, valuing that unit at $100 billion.
A $100 billion valuation for a robot taxi unit? That is wild. No wonder the mega caps are popping. But it's not just tech, right? We have some geopolitical movements shaking up the energy markets, too.
Exactly. This is the other side of the coin. Crude oil slid nearly 3% yesterday. There is growing optimism around a potential peace deal between Russia and Ukraine. The market is anticipating Russia's return to the global oil market, which pushes prices down.
Lower oil prices are usually good for the consumer, but I imagine the energy sector isn't thrilled.
Right. Energy stocks, the XLE, are lagging a bit here. Plus, there's a headline that the U.S. is preparing new sanctions if Putin rejects the peace deal. So it is a volatile situation. But for the broader equity market, lower oil is acting as a tailwind today.
Let's shift gears to the corporate earnings. We had a few household names report. How did the breakfast table fare? General Mills?
Solid performance. General Mills beat on both the top and bottom lines and reaffirmed their outlook for fiscal 26. It is a safe, defensive play. But the housing sector? That is a bit more complicated. Lennar reported mixed results.
Mixed how? Housing has been a tricky trade lately.
So Lennar missed earnings per share expectations, which isn't great. However, they beat on revenue, and deliveries actually increased 4% year over year. But they guided next quarter's deliveries below consensus. Combine that with mortgage applications dropping nearly 4% last week, and you can see why the home builders might struggle for momentum.
Got it. So tech is hot, housing is lukewarm. Now, before we get to the charts, there is some drama at the Fed, isn't there? Not just interest rates.
Oh, this is fascinating. Fed Governor Christopher Waller is reportedly set to be interviewed by President Trump today for the Fed chair role. That is a headline that could move markets depending on how it plays out. Plus, we have Fed speakers Bostic and Williams on the docket today, so keep an ear out for any policy hints.
Always something with the Fed. All right, let's get tactical. We have futures up, but what are the charts telling us for the open? Give me the levels.
Okay, traders, listen up. For the SPY, we are seeing slight upward pressure. The key support level to hold is 680. If we hold that, the bulls want to test resistance at 683. If we break above 683 with volume, we could see a nice run.
And for the tech-heavy Qs?
The QQQ is a bit more of a battleground. It is struggling to hold the 615 level. Support is down at 613, and the overhead resistance is 617. We need to clear 617 to confirm this isn't just a dead cat bounce.
I'm hearing that market breadth isn't exactly screaming bull market, though. Is that a concern?
It is a major concern. Despite the futures being green, the underlying breadth is bearish. We have more selling volume than buying volume in the broader trend. We are seeing rotation into consumer discretionary and industrials, which is good, but be careful. If the Qs fail at resistance, this rally could fade fast.
So, the playbook for this morning?
Watch the open closely. If we get an early push in tech, look for that breakout on the SPY above 683. But if we stall and drop below 680, do not be afraid to play the short side. It is a trader's market today. Stay nimble.
Love it. High stakes, high reward. Keep your eyes on those levels, folks. That's a wrap for today's briefing. Thanks for tuning in.
Good luck out there, everyone.
This has been the Morning Dose. Trade smart, stay disciplined, and we will catch you right back here tomorrow morning. Goodbye.